From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Nora Ferris. Missourians will have six statewide ballot measures to decide on November 8th. Missouri's two major candidates for governor, Democrat Chris Koster and Republican Eric Greitens, have differing outlooks on several of the measures. Depending on who's elected, it could influence the implementation of the measures that pass. Both candidates support Amendment 1, an extension of Missouri's 1/10 of 1 cent sales tax for state parks and soil and water conservation. But the two candidates are on two opposing sides for Amendment 2, which would impose campaign donation limits on statewide political candidates. Koster supports the proposal, which limits campaign spending to $2,600 per candidate or $25,000 per political party. Greitens opposes the measure. Both candidates oppose Amendment 3 and Proposition A, two proposed tobacco tax increases that would allocate increased tax revenues to early childhood education and health care services or road and bridge improvements. Amendment 4, if passed, would prohibit Missouri from expanding its sales tax to include previously untaxed services, like real estate services or personal services like haircuts. Koster says he will likely vote for the ban, but that it puts artificial limits on the government's ability to do what is in the best interests of the state. Greitens has not taken a stand on the proposal. Greitens supports Amendment 6, a mandated voter ID proposal. Koster opposes the measure, saying it opens the door to disenfranchisement. More Missourians will check in at their polling places using iPads this election day. Poll pads, an electronic voter registration and check-in platform, were used in 13 Missouri counties in 2012. This year, they'll be used in 57 counties. Kevin Schott, CFO of No Ink, which produces the iPads, says the technology will streamline the voting process this year.
We had a county in southern Indiana, which is St. Joe's County. They actually had one iPad who checked in a voter every 45 seconds. In a paper process, that can take up to 3 or 4 minutes.
No Ink is a Missouri company based out of St. Louis. MU is among 8 universities in Missouri that will share a $5 million National Science Foundation grant. A minority participation program of the National Science Foundation selected the schools to receive the grant, which aims to provide resources to minority students pursuing degrees in science, technology, engineering, or math, and diversify the STEM workforce. Rob Margetta, a public affairs specialist at the National Science Foundation, says the grant helps give students the resources they need to graduate.
It's giving them access to STEM education is important, but you also need to find ways to make sure that those people, the people who enter degree programs in those subjects, actually graduate.
Margetta also says the program looks at effective teaching styles for all students. Nora Ferris, KBIA News, Columbia.